That's what I said. I keep saying I'm coming back on a different side of the table.
Well, see, this is how goofy I am. I'm thinking, a different life, which you have to give up on this one yet. That'd be too many years. I won't be here anyway. So this is the last one.
Okay.
So see, I'm plugging it reincarnation in right now.
Yeah.
Oh, don't talk about goats.
They said that
somebody put an ad in something.
They're really pretty today.
That I have like my cell phone number.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible.
Goats and chickens for sale.
That's a dirty trick.
I know, I know who did. I do think it was a trick. From 5:30 yesterday morning until today, around noon, I stopped getting it. It was endless calls and texts. Calls and texts. Wanting to see, wanting pictures of my goats, wanting to buy some of my goats.
You think they put it like on Craigslist or something?
I guess, I don't know. But I mean, at first I thought, goats and chickens.
I'm going to tell Cheryl right now.
Because they were acting weird about these goats and chickens. But anyway, so you mentioned goats. How could you do that? I'm going goat crazy. Goats and chickens. Yeah. I'm going. Goat like friend. Not friend. Enemy. Oh, I am freezing.
Did you get my email back?
Do you know how much came up this?
From your email.
I may not have. What did you say?
I said thank you.
Oh, thank you.
But I said also that we kind of have an end of June deadline.
Oh, yeah, I did.
What
I did was I just emailed her. And I said, I just found out we're going to start advertising. So if you want to be in all the advertising, you have to get your thing in by the end of the month.
Did she sound any?
I emailed her and she hadn't responded yet.
So you didn't get a feel at all?
No.
Surely they will.
Okay.
We'll see.
Sorry.
So yeah, I did that as soon as I got your email. So whenever that were.
I'm going to open the meeting, please. And again, we have a quorum, do we?
I don't know.
We're supposed to have 7.
We don't have 7. We have 6. Short one. There's 6 of us. Yeah. There's 6 of us.
We do? Okay.
Oh, 6 is?
Okay.
I've shown it there before.
To me or to her?
That's good.
Good.
To hers, but oh.
We're listening, Alice. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No. Any guests? Hey, Becca. Any guests?
Hey.
Oh, are we starting?
Sorry. Yes. Oh, I still forgot my thing.
Review of mission statement. I got to locate it, David.
On back there.
On the back of the paper. Look.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we saw this yet.
It is? No, it's not on here, David.
And you saw this?
I didn't.
It's on the back page.
On the back page.
The mission statement?
Oh, the mission statement. No, I never had the mission statement.
Okay. And I'm just reading it while anyway, we will skip that and go to the trail.
I don't think I have a mission statement.
You missed a little thing and
We always had it on the agenda.
Okay.
We just included it on the
agenda. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we go by our mission statement and we'll really support that.
Moving right along. Okay, financial.
Number 5.
Treasurer's report.
Okay. So I have handed out a treasurer's report. Thank you, DC, for helping me with knowing what I was doing. And I've got from starting October 1st until June 1st, I have all the information as far as income expenses. And I'm showing that we have a balance of $12,838.23. So there you go.
How much?
$12,838.23.
There you go. The back of this.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did
I was
you
just,
want that, DC? I've got it.
I thought we had more money, I guess. That's why I was surprised.
This is doesn't have Camo Fest on there.
Oh, that's,
yes,
that's
this is
it.
Not
okay.
Camo Fest. Camo Fest is separate.
This is just the budget line item that the CDC has.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Thank you.
Right. Camo Fest is separate. And I'm working on that right now, too. But I can tell you what the Camo Fest account is. The Camo Fest account has $42,077.95.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I forgot that we had them separated, I guess.
We did. I had it on another page, too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, I've been trying to get my head wrapped around it. So now we have financials.
That's terrific.
Okay, has everybody read the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I didn't print it. I guess
a good meeting.
Yeah, they're on
the agenda.
They are. They're in this packet. Yeah.
In the packet. Well, I somehow did something with them.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
There you go. You want a packet? Well, you had one right in front of you.
I do have one right in front of me. Yeah.
Carolyn.
Carolyn, thank you.
I'm sort of tired.
All approved?
Yeah.
I see. Anybody else not approved?
No.
Yeah. Let me find where I am.
I haven't seen them, but I'm pretty sure they're right.
Okay, we're down to Main Street Manager's Report. That's what I'm doing, looking around. Okay, David.
Now, we're on 7.
Are we down there yet?
We're on 7.
Yes. No, I skipped something.
Yeah.
I did not have a
question. We're on 7.
Regular item for this.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I wasn't there at the last meeting.
So Deanne's up.
Okay, yep. Deanne.
Oh, okay. Well, we did get something from the electrician. And what it's going to cost for us to put the install the wiring on the around the square, all four sides, on the merchant's side of the street is $8,025. So then I asked him if he could give me a more detailed breakdown, and then I got back just two line items, which is the $8,025 was going to be divided up between materials and labor, $4,570 for materials and $3,455 for labor. So, and then I asked him for some more line items so that he could give me a list of the materials that were included in the $4,570 and an estimated time on the labor, but I don't have that yet. He hasn't had time to do that. So because I didn't ask him until recently, because I honestly thought that Patty was, I'm listed as being at this last meeting, and I don't think I was, because I thought Patty was going to present this. I had to be out of town, but
I wasn't at the last meeting.
But anyway.
Because one of the things is we have a lot of electric supplies at the office, mm-hmm. and I think that was one of the things that why you were asking maybe for detail, is because our he needs to look at what we have and see if that would offset some of his costs.
Yeah.
Because $4,000 for supplies, I don't know what all that is. Yeah,
well, it's those things I guess he has to, I don't know.
And that's so that you can have electricity when it's daylight?
That is correct. And there's another thing that we need to know, although we're only putting like 12 speakers up. He has to put this, he said, in every pole for some reason, or it won't work properly. I believe that's what he told me.
That's amazing. Because each one has a photo cell, so that doesn't make
much
sense.
Well, it has something to do with... it made sense at the time, but
there you go.
You know?
Oh, I don't know. But, well, okay, so this is going to be electricity in each pole. Is there going to be like a plug that we can use for other things?
It could be, I suppose. It depends on how we want it. The way he's got it set up now.
And how much voltage is it? Do you know? I'm sorry. I probably got it hardwired. Just a 110, probably.
I thought it was 220.
Make sure price go up, probably.
Well, you don't think there would be a plug?
Well, I think it's going to be inside the pole somewhere.
Yeah, so there's not anything we could plug in, use as a plug.
Well, we still have the other, the original plugs, those photocell plugs. They're going to stay there.
Yeah, there are photo plugs.
So, okay, what, like a generator that could you plug? I mean, or you don't plug
there are
a
plugs
generator
over
in.
On the square side, you know, that you in can the ground use. That you can plug in generators and things.
But they're the you cell, if it's daylight, they won't work.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
You just tape over the photo app.
Okay.
To make it night.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I did to test all those Christmas lights. I just put duct tape over it.
So you know where the eye is.
Yeah, just right above the plug.
Mm-hmm. I thought the... Which plug? There was no plugs. Those plugs were added later. The eye for the lights on the poles is someplace else.
There's a little...
But you got it to work in the daytime, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's... Whatever you were taping over caused.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Well, maybe I'm not an electrician, but it was a little thing on the top.
Whatever it was, it worked.
Yeah. It worked. Sounds to me like it worked.
Mm-hmm. And just because
it. Do you have to do it to every pole, is what
yes.
you're saying?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Now, it's possibly he could put those things, because. I mean, I thought that was good that he was going to hide as much as he could, because I was so happy because that we were not going to have to drill any holes in the poles to install the speakers, and we don't. But he does have to drill holes to install the electrical equipment because it has to come out for the for something. I'm sorry.
Something to get plugged into.
Yeah. But at any rate, he certainly sounded like he knew what he was doing. He's the one that installed the lighting on the other poles, the original lighting. I mean, the original electrical equipment that makes the photocells work.
This was Franz, wasn't
it? Yes, it was Franz. And then he also gave us a quote for installing something on the courthouse poles if we ever wanted it, or if we wanted to see if the county would do it so that they could have lighting. And he gave us so I do have those quotes too in case they're ever needed. But anyway, so that would add an additional cost if we, and I went over the list of questions. I got several I got the detailed specs on what we needed from the vendor of the sound equipment. I'm looking for it. The installation planning guide, and it's multiple pages, and I went over it with him point by point so that he could answer all the questions that pertained to the electrical issue and make sure that we had what we needed. So it's like 2.5 pages, but the biggie, of course, was the power that we needed. And it had on there how, and this is it had how long the cord had to be from the plug and a bunch of specs like that. So the quote he's given us is for installation that would conform with the requirements that the speaker installation has. So we're back to the quote from the speaker person, and we had gotten up to the point where we were going to just say, let's get the whole thing done at once instead of doing just two sides, and that was going to equal with everything, you know, $25,300. So you'd have to add on to it this amount that we had, the $25,000 plus $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the $25,000 is for the speakers themselves on all four sides, or we can pare it down to two sides, and then we'd have to pay less for each. Well, I don't know. The electric we might still have.
$25,000.
Well, it wouldn't be exactly half because there's additional things besides the actual speakers. There's the master transmitters and the master, two master transmitters, and one is portable. Last time we talked about it, we said we did want him to come, and that was $1,500 to have him be here for one day to support the addition of the installation and commissioning of the system. So we had the extra $1,500. It's basically.
You think we need that if we're hiring Franz? I think that gentleman would know what he was doing.
I have not a clue. I'm just reporting.
Yeah, I'm just
what
thinking
everybody
that would.
$1,500.
I would ask that.
Basically, the expertise that he could provide that Franz cannot, and no one really can except a sound person,
is setting up
the speakers themselves to maximize their performance and make sure that the sound.
And that motherboard,
and get that motherboard operational. So those are things that are exclusively in the category of a sound engineer or a sound technician. And so, and that price does not include shipping. So it's the one day of support, it's the two master mobiles. And one of those we can do without. One of them is it's a fixed location, and one of them is portable, which is basically operates off of a laptop. And he did give but we can add the fixed location one at a later date if we choose. So we can trim $800 off there, we can trim $1,500 off if we don't want him to come down. Although it would probably cost us $1,500 or even more to get somebody to come from Houston if we do need some expertise on the sound adjustment, because it is expensive to get somebody, a sound engineer. So that would leave a 22.2 plus 800 without him and without the fixed location master transmitter, and then the 8,025. Are you adding that up for us, I hope?
No.
No? Oh, too bad.
No. I'm trying to collect money for Camo Fest. Sorry.
You've already jumped ahead.
That's cute.
Hey, we're competing with each other maybe now, too, on that other festival. We have to think about that and not hit up the same people.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's really different.
22,000.
Yeah.
22,000 plus 800, so we got to 23 and another 8. So 31,25. See if that's correct. Is that correct?
I came up with 30,100, but anyway.
I'll trust the calculator, but let me say 22,2 plus 800.
That eat up all our money.
I know.
That's 23.
I say we all get I got a $125 Bose.
31,25.
And it fills my whole church gym up, and it's that big.
I've got 31,25 again, but that's in my head. So.
But how do you connect to them?
Well, every single shop owner has an iPhone, and we tell them all go to this app play this.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the, when Patty and I explored the what the other Main Streets were doing, and she wrote to all of them. One of them did come back and said everybody turns their radios onto the same station at the same time.
Yeah.
And plays the same music. And then if they're in cahoots with the station, like we could ask them to play, certain kind
certain
of music.
Certain stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We still need announcements and other stuff. I mean, it would be better to have.
Well, obviously this is a great solution.
It is.
If we wanted to spend the money.
Spend the money.
And we did at one time, but this thing has gone on so painfully long.
Yes.
I'm sure we're all sick of it. I just want to make it one way or the other. Either we kill it or we pass it. Yeah. One of the two, and I'll be happy.
And the cost just keeps going up.
Well, we still don't have freight. I mean, because every meeting is
a freight.
It's not
shipping.
Shipping is going to change based on time. And if we fool around much longer, these prices will change too.
Yeah, but freight will probably be another $500 because it would have to come on a pallet. So,
Well, It's not that, there are 12 small back packages. They're not that big. I mean, they're pretty small. Each one, 12 of them.
Yeah.
I don't think the freight would be that much, but I guess they're unwilling to just guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's an additional charge. So that's about $31,000, whichever one of us has nailed it, the addition.
So $2,600 a speaker.
And this is the same electrician that did the other stuff?
Yes, he's the one.
I don't understand. I thought we did that to all the poles. I don't understand what else we have to do.
Well, the reason that we have to do this is because what we did is put in these
the photo cells,
and the photo cells, you cannot override them and have them work. You have to have it one way or the other.
Yeah, on or off.
Yeah. So we could use
those. I say let's just nix it and have the Christmas lights on 24 hours a day for 30 days for $8,000.
Well, I don't know that you can do that. I mean, I think that once you have the photo cells in there, there's reason.
They go out and you can.
Yeah, because like it says, yeah, I don't know. But what the sound guy told us and what Franz told us is you cannot really have it both ways. And he said, like, had he known we wanted that when he was installing the first equipment, it would have cost very little more to put it all in at once. In fact, he even gave us a quote. If we wanted to go forward with the lights around the courthouse, then he could at the same time install for photo cell and for our sound equipment. However, we would have terrible sound coming from speakers on that side of the street, so we wouldn't want to bother to do that. But just, you know, and so it's hard to have regrets, because who knew at the time that he installed those that we wanted this. So it's almost a bad thing to tell you how different the price is. But if we had done it that way, the entire thing for the light, for the photo cells and for the other plugs would have just cost $8,500 instead of $8,025. So it's only $475 more.
I have a suggestion that might offset some of the cost of the electrical, is that Light It Up has raised money for lights that they haven't spent that maybe they might be willing to pay for the electrical. Right?
Well, I don't know.
The downtown business?
I mean, I don't know if they will or not.
What I'm saying is they have some funds that they haven't spent.
Yes.
So it might offset a little bit of the, you know, kind of split it, but it really is.
Well, we'd be paying a lot more, so they might, they'd be getting, I mean, yeah, because wouldn't they have an interest in the good music,
sound
too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a possibility that they might kick in the $8,000.
$31,000?
Mm-hmm.
$31,000 plus?
Yes.
$31,025. And how much do we have in Camo Fest?
In Camo Fest money, we have 42.
So we have the money still, which allows, we want to allow $5,000 as a cushion for next year's Camo Fest, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So you say invite the bullet?
Well, I'm not on the committee, and I should keep my pie hole shut. But
I just hate for all of our money to go to.
It's $31,000 when, you know, I know that there are huge technological advances being made in this area, and people are trying to do it all over the place. And maybe, you know, maybe in 6 months there'll be some new techno thing that we can get going that, you know, we haven't thought about or hadn't shopped, and I don't want to discount what you've done, Deanne.
I know.
I don't care what we do, I promise you. I really don't.
She's just starting to stop.
Just make it stop.
I just think when we started this project, we had no idea that it would be
$30,000. I figured it would be $10,000 or $20,000.
Yeah. Me too.
And I kind of go with Celeste, you know, everybody can put your... a little bitty speaker can blow up the... I mean, you can't even hear yourself think in a room that's, you know, the speaker costs $5. I'm like, wow, have we not some other avenue that's not $31,000 worth?
Well, there's the wireless that we had to, but no, this is the wireless.
Yeah, this
is. We still got to be plugged in. Yeah,
right.
Patty polled all the little, a lot of the main streets. She asked for the information from them, what they were doing, the ones that had music, and a lot of them responded, and none of them, except for the radio lady, had a better solution that was less costly.
They all had this.
Not all of them have sound, but those that did
had something
like this, or this. This is where we got onto this guy from one of those main streets. So I think probably, and then, you know, sound equipment that works well is expensive. And I think probably if we want good quality sound around the square, that it's going to be costly. I think you're right. In 6 months, they'll invent something better because the technology is moving at such fast pace. But then another 6 months they will, and another 6 months they will. So at some point in time, you just have to say, we're going to get this.
What if we did just one speaker on each side, right in the middle of the block?
Well, I think that we probably, it's possible that would work, but the only, you know, I'd hate to see us, you know, we'd need to discuss that with him some more maybe, but what we don't want to do is we don't want to create a expensive system where we save a little bit of money but we still spend a lot of money and it doesn't work well, you know. So we need to talk with him further, but since he came up with the two, he kind of said maybe, you know, he was trying to hone it down. I think if we want to, you know, just approach this gradually, then maybe we should look at doing just two streets or something, but that could cause complications.
So did he say that two speakers per block would not work?
No, I said two speakers.
Yeah, three speakers.
We have three speakers per block. Yeah. Well,
it
maybe
seems like
two.
An awful lot.
Yeah.
If we
can ask.
It does seem like a lot.
If we did two sides now, then could we do two other sides later?
Well, which two sides are you gonna pick?
Yeah.
I was gonna say you're gonna make
two blocks.
Probably.
But yeah, but I don't know. Yes, but you'd have to do it within a reasonable length of time because the equipment may change so drastically that it not work together. And
would two speakers be
it might
efficient?
Be. Yeah, because that's what he toyed with. I'm thinking it was two and one, but it was three and two. And I could certainly ask him, and maybe we could run some kind of test.
Eight more than 12, you know.
Yeah, it would save us
maybe $10,000.
Yeah, that would save us a lot of money. Four times 2,200. Yeah. No, 1,850. I'm sorry. Four times 1,850.
But some of those variables won't change. I mean, the electrician won't change. The motherboard won't change. I mean, so in reality, it'll probably only save you $2,000. If you're just saving the, the little one speaker, you know,
save us less than 4,000 for sure, because it's 1,850 each, so that's four times.
And y'all, the next Historic Downtown Business Association meeting is on June 20th at 8:30 in the morning. If y'all want to see about getting on the agenda, I can get you on the agenda if somebody wants to come do a presentation.
Oh, you're talking about to see if they'll pay for the,
for the electrician.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, I don't have like a recommendation. I don't really know. I know the music is wonderful, you know, to have music is great, but we do have some kind of music.
What was that date, David?
June 20th at
8:30
in the morning at Fat Grass.
The meeting at Fat Grass, I think. June 20th. It's 8:30, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do y'all want me to see about getting this on the agenda?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
We can at least have her electric there.
No.
At least have the electric there. We'll see what they say.
If they would pay for the electric, that would be a nice, you know.
I don't know if they have that much money.
That much, yeah.
8,000?
Yeah. I don't think they have that much money.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I was at that meeting, but I don't remember what they made.
For my dignity.
I'm the treasurer. We have about 23,000.
Oh. What do you think? Well, we're not supposed to ask them.
Well, they've got to pay out 11 or 13, whatever it is. They're going to have to pay for the Christmas lights this month.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They've done their fundraiser, so
yeah,
they don't have 23,000 to spend.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. They've got 10. I guess they could spend it all on that.
8,025 is all.
But they were wanting to put lights further out around the buildings.
So. Right. We've been trying to go further, expand it.
Yeah. That's nice too, the lights.
We want to incorporate the courthouse this year. Yes. Incorporate the courthouse.
Well, the courthouse.
Decorated, but it's not been lit.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It's
it
the
can't
building
be lit.
Is lit.
Yeah, but we're talking about the decoration system.
Then they have to run these, they have to put these electrical cords in there. That's what I'm saying. Is that if you want the light poles, if you want the decorations lit, you have to put these plugs in the pole.
And I'll tell you how much that
costs. If you got to put the plugs in the pole, he can do those in addition to what he's having to do.
And it was only $400 more. Yeah.
No. Oh. Yeah, on that side. That side, but the sound can't really be on that side.
We're not talking about the sound.
We're talking about lighting and
electricity. The decorations.
For lighting the Christmas decorations, the quote I gave you before was for both. But to put the equipment in the on the courthouse side so she can light the Christmas decorations on the poles on the courthouse side, mm-hmm. It's going to cost $8,500.
Oh, another $8,500?
So oh, that's 80- for, no, $7,350. It's $8,500 if it also included this equipment to run the speakers on that side. For the speakers and the lighting, $8,500 for just the lighting, it's going to cost $7,350 on the courthouse side.
Oh, so it's still quite a bit. I thought you were saying it's just a little bit more.
It's just a little bit more to do both.
Gotcha.
To add the sound equipment.
Okay, no.
But we don't want to do that because the sound will not be good.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees the sound will still be off. Because
the electricity on the courthouse.
Yeah, and especially like the people on the fat grass side won't even be able to hear it because of the traffic.
Yeah, no.
So
they already have speakers up there, so we need something.
And it's 60
degrees that photo cell. If we could just go in there and cut that photo cell out, we could just plug those things in, no? Can we not just do those speakers have to be hardwired or do they just plug into a 110? You don't know.
Oh, they're not they have to be hardwired, whatever they plug into. I don't know if it's 110.
They plug into 110.
So if we could just get
the photo cell off of those plugs. But let me say this. We can't do that because the photo cells do more than run the Christmas tree lights.
Mm-mm.
They turn the street lights on and off, don't they?
I don't think so. It's two
separate. The street lights are 220. And so we had to put plugs in all these light poles to run 110.
I'm going to jog over there.
I didn't know that they put photo cells in there. Yeah. I didn't remember that.
Oh, I thought that it...
That's why the photo cells for the light poles is what I thought you were talking about.
No, it's a photo cell like on top of that
little plug.
Yeah, I'm like 99% sure, but I do have an old mushy brain, but I'm like, so we could just
like, I know.
No, put that on there. And so we could just duct tape it, 110 plug that speaker in there and bypass $8,500.
I agree.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I agree.
And I could put a plant over the plug and no one would ever see it. And that's $8.
Can you get them wholesale?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's a lot of money.
I don't know. I mean, every time I think I perfectly understand what he was talking about, y'all bring up things that sound like
it's hard if you're not
sound like you're speaking some foreign language. And I'm thinking, why did I think I understood what he was talking about? Because apparently I do not. But I know there's some reason we can't use the photo cells. It won't work.
Well, of course it won't work because there's no electricity to it when it's daylight because there's a photo cell and it goes and won't let it work.
Yeah, it has to have it. But what you say makes
it's
perfect
Jerry
sense. Why can't you
cover it up, make it think it's dark all the time?
Why can't you turn them off and on, even if you have to do it? I mean, why wouldn't somebody, the electrician or the sound guy or somebody, suggest that? I mean, why did...
Suggest the duct tape?
Nobody else thinks that way but me.
We all know duct tape.
Duct tape solves everything.
Yeah, if you have some duct tape, some hot glue, and
black duct tape,
pretty much all you
need. No, it's probably more so than anything, suggest a way that you could bypass the photo cell.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, I know we asked that in, you know, some...
Who did you ask? Did you ask Franz?
I asked Franz, I asked this guy, I asked the other electrician that I had out there one time when we were going to hardwire it. I asked the other sound company that came in from Houston to go through it with me and see how much they were going to charge. And all of those people told me, well, no, I take it back. The sound company from Houston did not address that issue. Because they were putting in something that was going to cost about $100,000. Oh, so that's why you never got any information on them, because it was twofold. It was
concert level sound.
It was concert level sound plus ambient system, yeah. So that you could go either way. So it was really nice.
What were their answers?
Their answers were we had to get this electrical work done, basically. That we couldn't use the photo cells to run the sound equipment.
During the day. I mean, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Well, ever, because no. It wasn't always on. But she made an excellent point. No, I didn't expect them to tell us we could use duct tape, but you'd think they would have said, well, we can install this switch so you can turn that photo cell off and on.
Well, most people think you put a photo cell on there for a reason, and so you only want the Christmas lights to glow at dark. Which is normal protocol,
yeah,
but my
so
point
many
is
other events and other things
yeah.
that we do. I can't imagine that we would do.
Well,
right.
We did. Yeah. So
well, see, I made up a reason. I thought it also turned on the street lights.
But my thing is, it's going to cost you $3 a month more to leave that one little bitty strand of lights to run the 24 hours a day for 30 days. You know. So, I say get rid of the photo cell.
Yeah. Well.
Or cover it with duct tape.
Better yet,
cover it with duct tape.
It just seems so
but see, that's why I just assumed always.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a
sounds
high
much mind. Better.
That's a high-minded attitude.
Oh, dang.
We can bedazzle the tape. It'll
I
just
think we can figure out a lot for $30,000. I'm just saying.
I know.
Just, maybe the best choice.
We go from one, but I mean the last
just
time
the speakers were how much
I wasn't here at the last meeting because I was out of town. But the meeting before it seemed like there was one meeting where we all thought it was a wonderful idea and a bargain, and then the next meeting we all thought it was too expensive.
That's
and
because all the
do.
Hidden costs
it was
kept
like,
coming in.
Well, no, but this was before we even got to that. But I don't know. I have no opinion. I really don't. I mean, I like
She's
music.
Just done a whole lot of work. She
I like
has,
music
I
a
it.
Lot. I mean, so the
I
music
think it's such a great idea
to
man to spend that kind of money. I mean, pretty much the Camo Fest money, that's 2 years of fundraising for one thing.
It just depends on what we want, what we think is the most important.
That's a lot. I mean, that's just personal opinion.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to think of it. I agree with all the things you said, but to be on the positive side, I think music is really important to people.
It is, I
and
agree.
I think people will come just for the music, and people will stay longer because they enjoy the music. And so I think we will, if we go with it, we'll get our money's worth. But could we get as much bang for those bucks by doing something else? That's really the question. I don't know. I know that even when I hear the music blasting from the courthouse at Christmas time and I'm in my car as I drive by it, coming from the United Way, it just makes me feel really good. You know, I love
we could
it.
Buy an iPhone with a waterproof case and a Bose waterproof speaker and plug them in and have it at the top of each one.
How much?
For less than that, because this is 700 plus 80, so that's
you
780.
Just dial somebody.
Yep. 780 plus 200 for the speaker. I mean, you know, so.
I have three old iPhones.
I don't know.
Well, I just see a radio idea was what.
Well, you know, while we have kind of a. Yeah. It sounds like there's not really a consensus at this point. Let's think about it for a month. Come up with the Bose speaker. How much is a Bose speaker? I don't even know.
$150. You can get a really good one for $150.
Let's come up with. And I mean, there is like some really high dollar ones for $800.
I mean, there are. Yeah. I mean, you can go up from there, but you don't have to spend that much, and it's still good sound.
Yeah, it's great sound. I think the problem is with the coordination of the sound.
Exactly.
You know, correct. It's going to sound a little weird.
And
it's
if
gonna
you
all be
do
a little
that,
different.
You know, which when we started this whole thing is because you want to maintain control and you don't want just anyone
playing the gangster
their
rap on
music.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So that's why we were going to hardwire.
So if we spend $1,000, let's say, spend $1,000 and get people to do.
No.
Just for our, well, wait a minute. No. Just for our next event. Just for the next event. Buy what? 7 Bose speakers and try to.
But if you add that up, that would still be 7,000.
I don't think you're going to want to do that.
I don't
that.
Think so, yeah.
Because if, even if everybody's playing the same song, it's not going to play at the same time.
Right.
It no, doesn't
right.
matter.
Right.
There's no way that's going to happen.
My TV's
it's going to sound like
yeah,
that.
Right. Yeah.
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 No.
It sounds like a nice idea.
So we just fleshed that out, and that's not really an option.
Now, one good thing about the speakers, just in case we ever wanted to use them for anything else, the like, for instance, if there's just something going on one side of the street, we do have the ability to just isolate speakers and just use part of it.
So it's the equipment that's doing all this, too.
That's
right.
So.
Right. Well, I thought she was talking about, like, the... The radio station. We got the radio station in on it and said.
But it's still going to play. It's still all of them are going to sound different. I mean, they're going to all be off a little bit.
I don't know anything about sound.
I mean, I know little because of theater, and it's just not going to work that way.
Okay, I have a dumb question because I don't know anything about electricity. But if we had these plugs, then if we had events that needed music, or you know, that had speakers, or you know, that needed amps. Could we plug them into these plugs?
The new plugs are you talking about?
The ones we're talking about putting in and then not have to get a generator to run the...
The generator has to do with...
How much it pulls.
The
and that would pop breakers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah I'd say no.
It's
no.
Just, it, yeah, if you have, if you're on one side of the street on one circuit breaker and on the other side of the street you're on a separate circuit breaker, then yes.
That would work.
But if you plug everything into one plug, it's kind of like at the house,
well,
you know?
Well, yeah.
But if you have different circuit breakers,
them,
so depending on where the circuit breakers are,
but you can use long extension cords,
so
right?
So the problem is, yes, and the problem is we load up the courthouse and those circuit breakers pop, so that's why we bring in a generator.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't know where the circuit breakers are on the city side.
I'm in Meeting. What are you doing?
Looking at you, man.
I'm in
Meeting. A lot of people do that.
Hey,
do what?
In a minute.
Yeah. When they have a
you
question,
the
they don't
the
know.
Mouth.
They just look at me.
Like, never mind. Okay.
I don't know what to.
Yeah, tell them to bring you. It's okay.
And the other thing is, which
I'll
I can't imagine us ever
fine.
Doing, but the speakers themselves,
oh, yeah. He's okay.
You could take a couple of them down.
He doesn't
and
have
go mind. Use them at another event if you had a place
okay,
to plug them in.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing those things out there that this salesperson told me when we were first starting this project. But
seems
I will
like
enough.
Been talking about this forever.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, you know, we have. Do you dream
have.
About this at night?
We have been talking. Well, it's just funny. Sound stuff just curses me.
We had a lot of sound issues. So it's voting, but this is way off of a vote.
So why don't you just title it, Alice?
Yeah.
Let's just title it.
Tabled again.
Tabled again.
Tabled again.
Now, I don't want anybody upset if when I come back next month, he's raised the price.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because it has been.
A while.
It has been a long time since we even got his initial quote.
You're talking about the equipment.
At least 6 months since his quote.
I think next month we need to, yes or no on it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everything is expensive. It's only $30,000. It's only money.
You're right. We spend all the money.
Well, that's why I said, it really comes down to, is there something better we can buy with that money that is gonna bring more people downtown than music? That to me is the bottom line question. Is there something else of that value that we can use that money for instead? And if there is, then we should use it for that purpose. But if there isn't, then we should go for it with the sound, yeah. That's how I view it, because I don't, you know, I don't really know how else to look at it. That to me is the bottom line. I don't know. And I assure you, I will not be offended if we don't do it. It'll be fine, because I can just envision that somehow that they will march on my house one night, all these speakers, you know. I have nightmares. I don't care what you do. But I do, you know, I do like the music idea.
I guess.
Whoever started it, I will.
Well, let's just think about it by next month and do a yes or no on it, and then you can rest.
I might be out of town next month, but I'll say.
Okay, we'll text you what happened, because Caroline is up on the promotion committee.
Well, and we will bring it up at HDBA meeting too.
No, I'll be here. July. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, promotions. Of course, Shop the Block is tomorrow evening from 5 to 7, correct?
5 to 7.
The stores are open. It's sweet summer treats. It's going to be hot. And then
there will be no music.
Right.
I was just thinking that she said.
Thank you for
music. Because it used to be Rock the Block, and then I said, oh, that's why they changed it to Shop the Block, because there's no rock.
That's exactly right. Okay, and Flower Moon, I think we talked a little bit about that last month, but Flower Moon, I think, was very successful. And then we did we partnered with CVB to do that, and our Main Street part for that was the chalk art, which was really
fascinating.
I think it was very successful, except for the poor artists. Apparently it really did them in, because it was so hot on that concrete and they don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
Which if we could do it somewhere where there was cement and not that asphalt, but it was so hot, and they were kneeling on that hot street, and they said some of them had to stay in bed for 3 days after that.
So, oh wow.
It really the fall event is the Heritage Festival of the Americas, and that's moving right along. We're working on sponsorships right now. We already have the entertainment, we have the food. It's kind of just down to sponsors and details. I think everybody's excited about it, and it's going to be a different, kind of a different feel, different group. It's not a fundraiser, it's just a festival.
An activity.
A fun thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to, and it is going to be on a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 6. So I'm hoping that maybe the stores will stay open. We haven't really talked to any of them since it's on a Sunday. But it should draw in a lot of people downtown. So
what is the day on that?
September the 23rd.
And that's the one where it is the international?
Yes, okay, it's here. It's celebrating North America,
that's cool.
Central America, South America, and the Caribbean heritage. And we have Aztec dancers, we have folklorico dancers, and we have, I cannot say the word, it's Indian dancers. It starts with an M and I can't pronounce it. So we've got three different types of dancers, and then we have the Horton Junior College They have a Latin swing program that their jazz band does that consists of 18 people. Anyway, so that's our entertainment.
And so it was on the 22nd, but it's been
moved it. Okay. Yes. Anyway.
Got it.
So.
And lot of different food too.
And a lot, the foods sound delicious. Our Lady of Guadalupe Church is responsible for the food, and I can't tell you what they've got eight food booths.
They do, and it's all different.
And it's all different, and it sounds really fun. I mean, and good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've forgotten anything on that. Strawberry Moon is Saturday, and that is.
I thought it was Friday.
I mean Friday. Okay. I'm sorry.
Saturday is the
food truck.
Yes, Friday. Strawberry Moon is Friday. We're partnering also with CBB, and it's crawfish and Zydeco music. So that
and what is the actual time of that? Because I've gotten conflicting.
It's
like 5 to 10 or something.
It's 1 to 6, isn't it?
No, the Heritage Festival is 1 to 6.
I'm sorry.
Strawberry Moon, I think they're at
at 5.
7. Does it start at 5?
Yeah, I remember because.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I have.
And it's this Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it starts at 5 because she's cooking the crawfish and she said she'd start serving at 5. Isn't that right?
Okay.
You.
And that should,
she knew.
That should be a lot of fun.
My assistant is cooking the crawfish. And she mentioned that just
lots of things to do, so.
Yeah, exciting.
Well, the next one is on the historic committee, and Ann has the next two, and she is not here. No. Ann has the next two. And then the next one is Tammy.
Yes, I have not done anything on economic vitality.
Yeah. You don't?
I haven't. I have no report.
Okay. Okay, we don't have anybody for the Main Street Manager's report, so our next meeting will be July 13th. And
13th?
Or July 18th?
Is it 18th?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Put your glasses on.
I have to close work. You're right. It is the 18th. Yeah. Okay. Do I hear a motion we adjourn?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
We adjourn at 4:51.
I beg your pardon?
Can I ask why y'all decided on the 1:00 to 6:00
for the 18th? Why? There seemed to be a general consensus that a lot of people work on Saturdays and probably would not come. And for example, one of these Aztec dancers that we are having are from Houston, and they a lot of them work. They could come on Saturday, but they couldn't get here till after 6. And by September, it's going to be getting dark early, so that means then we would have to have lighting downtown. Okay. So we decided that a Sunday afternoon might be a better fit.
May it won't be as hot then
either. Well, and that's another, we're hoping it won't be quite as hot. And it will still be daylight saving time, but it will be getting dark earlier. So that's why.
Then it gives people enough time to get out of church and...
Right.
Yeah. I like on Sunday. Friday I can't do at all.
So hopefully it'll be.
I was hoping for speakers. I just can't believe it costs that much money.
Well, I was hoping that these people could just plug their things into to the poles and then don't have to worry about generating.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's where
Oh, for your, sure. I, yeah, yeah. I don't
and
think
really
that would work.
Nobody, the Aztec dancers.